Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. I would love to say that the sponsor of this episode is the Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference, but it's not. The truth is, at this point, I'm just shamelessly plugging the conference where a high school or college-age student can begin preparation against the worldview on college campuses and in culture. The IBC Worldview Conference is a set of special virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldview encountered on college campuses and in the world. If this shameless plug sounds remotely interesting, then block out July 30 and 31, 2020, and be ready for great lessons designed to prepare you for the worldviews on college campuses and in culture. Today on the IBC podcast, we have another doubleheader day in our series of student interviews, where you're able to sit down with a current IBC student and hear directly from them about the highs and lows and the changes in growth they experience while on campus. Brandon Bowman is a sophomore at Indiana Bible College, all the way from Anchorage, Alaska, and he shares a little bit about his journey to the apostolic faith and then on to Indiana Bible College. I know that you will enjoy hearing Brandon's story. Welcome, Brandon Bowman, to the Indiana Bible College podcast. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing amazing. How you been?
I've been doing really well. Thanks for asking. I have both enjoyed and loathed this COVID-19 stay-at-home order that we have here in Indianapolis.
I mean, that's pretty fair, yeah. It's been pretty hectic over here in Alaska too.
Now, what part of Alaska are you in?
So I'm born and raised in Anchorage, Alaska, which is okay. The largest city.
Okay. Yeah. How many people are in Anchorage, Alaska?
Ooh, I don't actually know that one.
Okay. No, that's fair.
To be honest.
So you were born and raised in Anchorage, Alaska. What on earth brought you to Indiana for Bible college, man? Now let's answer that question first.
It's a cliche answer, but it's the truth. It's a calling from God, because I did. I went to Indiana for NAYC 2017.
Yeah.
And mid service, I was just praying, and God led me to Indiana, gave me peace about it. So I just pursued the calling.
Okay. So NAYC 2017, how old are you at that point?
Ooh, I'd say I was about 16 during that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then did you, was your first time on campus welcome weekend, or did you do a campus tour during NAYC? I know we had about 1,000 people come through campus that week. Were you one of those?
So we actually had a private tour on campus. Yeah, it was pretty nice because So we had a group of Alaskans come down for NAYC, and my chaperones knew the Galleons.
Okay.
Their sister Rathbun, and then the Pelletiers, IBC alumni.
Absolutely.
And they knew the Galleons, and they set up a whole tour of the place, so we got to see all the rooms and everything.
Awesome.
And that kind of kickstarted my calling towards IBC, because once I walked through those doors, I felt immediate peace. Wow. And I'm not in, I haven't been in this religion for long.
Okay.
During that time. So feeling that peace as somebody that came from worldly beliefs, and I was actually Catholic before. And okay. Coming from there and feeling such a heavy peace, such like, and love, mm-hmm. and everything was kind of calming. And I questioned it until I prayed about it. And then wow. Got that calling. And then, you know, fast forward to 2019, August, freshman year, I walked through those same doors and I just feel that peace again. It's kind of that confirmation right there.
Wow. So you're winding down, albeit a strange freshman year with us having moved classes online, but you're right. Winding down your freshman year. And I want to circle back around to your conversion, but real quick before we get too deep, what is your major minor? What is your major and then your minor at Indiana Bible College?
So my major is missiology and my minor is theology.
Okay. So a major in missiology with that biblical studies minor.
Yes, sir.
And then, so how, so you had the private tour and then how has IBC, did you go to a preview weekend, Connect before you came or no?
No. During the private tour, that was my first time ever stepping into IBC.
So
or
what
even
was
learning
your,
about IBC.
Okay. So what was your first impression of IBC on that private tour? And then we'll fast forward and go for your impression during Welcome Weekend.
Let's see. My first impression of the place, I mean, like I said, I walked through and I felt immediate peace. So it was one of those things that was, it intrigued me mm-hmm. So much to the point where it was constantly on my mind. And, you know, I met Brother Gally and he was the person who greeted us and he was so kind. He was so nice to us, giving us the rundown of everything, mm-hmm. What this place is called. We went through the blob, the business lobby, and the student lobby as well. And everything was still under, mostly everything was under renovation.
I was going to say, we were doing some major construction then.
Yeah, it was definitely a sight to see, seeing everything being renovated. Mm-hmm. We also met Brother Kilman, and I believe during that time he was also teaching psychology, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. But when we walked to his office and he was just giving us a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of rundown of how IBC was going, it was like, wow, this is a lot. Like, yeah. I didn't know you could go really in depth with the Bible, but you really could.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, wild.
So then fast forward to Welcome Weekend this fall, August of 2019, this past fall, you show up to Indiana Bible College a few years removed, 2 years removed from your NAYC 19 or 17 trip. What was your first impression then compared to maybe your tour?
So with Welcome Weekend, of course, I met a lot more people. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, during the tour, I only met just like two or three people. But
yeah, we weren't in session at that point. So there weren't a lot of people on campus.
Yeah, no, it was mostly teachers. Mm-hmm. But with Welcome Weekend, having met everybody, you know, going through registration, it was not like, not saying bad crazy, mm-hmm. but like a good crazy where, it was kind of like, there's a lot to take in, but there was an underlying peace, like with everything. Like you knew, like I knew I was supposed to be there, and with everybody being so kind and friendly to me, it was kind of like, this is the place, this is where I'm supposed to be. Everyone was kind. Everyone was friendly. Very welcoming.
So you've mentioned a couple of times the piece that kind of led you through the decision of IBC. And you also said that you didn't grow up in the apostolic faith. So if I'm not mistaken, correct my memory here, but at 16, you hadn't been in the apostolic faith for very long. And so you go to NAYC, you experience this tour of this random college that you had never heard about before. And then that piece kind of nags you. What was the conversion experience like for you? And how long had you been in church before that NAYC?
So let's see. So my family is Filipino, and within the culture, it's predominantly Catholic.
Okay.
And that's what my family was for a time. And then we, after a while, we had cousins who were apostolic, and we joined in with them for a little bit. And after a while, we kind of were on and off. We backslid. But, you know, years later, about 12 or 13, we went back to church, and we remained faithful, from that point on.
Okay.
But I was only really in the church, because you can be in the church. But if you're like your heart and mind, if it's not set on God, you're not really in the church. You know, so I after NAYC, that's when my turning point of my mind and my heart really was set.
Okay. Wow. That's so cool to know that a man of Filipino descent all the way from Anchorage, Alaska, gets this call from God, just kind of this peace that he's like, oh, I can follow this. And he's a little bit nervous about it, but God just keeps kind of pressing that peace toward him. So let me ask one last question here, kind of in a final hoorah, as it were. Has Indiana Bible College lived up to your expectation?
Let's see. It's actually exceeded my expectation. I mean, with life, I've learned to not really expect too much, because if you expect too much, you may get disappointed. With IBC though, I expected a little bit, you know, because you expect how people act in certain ways.
So let me interrupt you here, Brandon. What was one of the expectations you remember having coming to IBC?
One of my expectations coming to IBC was whether or not it really was a call of God. I expected confirmation.
Okay.
And in some ways I also didn't expect confirmation, you know, cause my flesh didn't want to go to IBC. It wanted to, in reality, it wanted to join military. Months even before, until I really prayed about it and fully decided with my heart and mind to go for it, you know. And I really was expecting such like a confirmation, and to feel that same peace and receive moment of confirmation in my heart and in spirit was tremendous to receive.
Wow.
The expectation and exceedingly go beyond my expectation with people and spiritual authority like you making large impacts in not only my life, but seeing the same impacts go in the lives of other students.
Yeah, for sure. You're very kind to include me in a voice of your life, for sure. But I do thoroughly, for our listeners who may not know, Brandon spends some time in and around and near my office on the daily.
Yeah.
So the laugh that we're hearing right now, I get to hear often. I don't think it has as much to do with me as it does maybe another individual that he's got interest in, but I like having him around.
Oh, praise God.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for your time, man, and for being a part of the Indiana Bible College podcast.
Oh, I do appreciate the opportunity, and it's an honor to be having been a part of the podcast.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
The IBC Worldview Conference is a set of special virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldview encountered on college campuses and in the world. If this shameless plug sounds remotely interesting, then block out July 30 and 31, 2020, and be ready for great lessons designed to prepare you for the worldviews on college campuses and in culture.